Tanya Rubin at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. 3 minutes before the second half starts, Harbor Reach leading the USA Patriots by 1 point. We were tied 9-9 at the end of the first quarter. Harbor Reach outscores the Patriots 15-14 in the second to take that 1 point lead into the half. Harbor Reach 0-for-2 from the free throw line, USA 2-for-2. Both teams neck and neck as far as rebounding goes. Harbor Reach with 14 rebounds, USA with 13. Harbor Reach with 4 turnovers, USA with 3. The Pirates are led by Nathan Seaman with 8 points, all 4 field goals. Dylan Kadar with 5, 4 points for Evan Smiglinski, 3 for Michael Anderson, 2 points each for Parker Yan and Grant Smiglinski. For the USA Patriots, they are led by Connor Kettle, the flowing locks of hair, with 8 points. Nash Morton at 7. And then 3 points for Landon Zimmer and Walker Foley, and Bryce Langmay just with 2 points. 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And John Mooney, shooting is uncanny here. Tell us away.
You know, if you were Harbor Beach, you could not draw this up better, the way things are unfolding, especially with the fact that you have
still early.
Landon Zimmer is he's in a slump right now. He's only has 3 points. But let's talk about Harbor Beach. They were 11-for-23. 47%. That's really a great percentage as far as shooting is concerned, but how it breaks down is even better. You know, they're getting their shots on the three-point shot line, and that's something they like to do. They're 2-for-8, which is 25%, and that's about what they've been doing the whole year anyways. But what the key stat is 9-for-15, which is 60%, and who's really been killing them on the inside is Nathan Seaman. He's the one that has emerged as the X factor in tonight's game. As far as the USA Patriots, they were 8-for-27, 29% totally. On the outside, they were 5-for-22, 22%, which means it's just not going in for them right now in their own home court. And when they did find the inside, they only took 5 shots, but they hit 3 of them. And, you know, something's going to have to even out a little bit as far as the USA Patriots are concerned. Otherwise, they might be going home, at home, unhappy.
I wouldn't get ahead of yourself there, John, but when we've seen USA, we've seen the USA in this gym a number of times this year. What, Lakers, Reese, and Bad Axe. Really, at the end of the first quarter, we've seen USA struggle in the first quarter, but they normally turn around in the second quarter. Could we see a little bit of delay here in the third quarter, and that finally kicks in? Or what is Harbor Beach doing so different compared to other opponents to this point?
Well, for the first point, you know, we know that USA is going to go ahead and press. And for the most part, Harbor Beach has kept the ball off the floor. And even when they do dribble the ball, they've been dribbling through the press, which is kind of unusual. Now, most coaches are going to go ahead and coach the game saying that, you know, the first half, we just play it to get rid of it. So here's the real game that's about to emerge in about 30 seconds.
Mark Gainforth, Steve Bone, as their team out of their huddle. Ron Rubel, Jay O'Neill, Dan Brown, giving last instructions here to their team clad in their black uniforms on the road at USA. Of course, mind you, they were absolutely destroyed on this court earlier in the season. Actually, the first game for USA in the year, and that was an 81-46 ball game.
The December disaster.
Harbor Beach is already beyond that pace. USA much below that. Dylan Kadar gets the left wing for the 3. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Parker Yan. Offensive board. That's just their second of the night. And for 3, Michael Anderson in the corner is good. And Harbor Beach now leads by 4 points, their largest, 27-23. 7:40 left in the third quarter.
That's the guy that's had an excellent last month of the regular season, Michael Anderson.
7.5 to play now. Skip pass to the left wing, and Walker Foley can't bring in the pass from Landon Zimmer. Goes straight out of bounds. That's the first turnover for USA since the first quarter, and four on the night. Our reach by 4 points, 27-23. We played 34 seconds in the third quarter.
Now, the first 3 minutes of this second half is very important. So far, not so good for the USA Patriots.
Our reach struggling with the press now. Evan Smiglinski, right wing. Cade Ryerson nearly steals it away, but it goes out of bounds, and our reach will have it on the side. Far side of your radio, now going right to left across your radio. With a four-point lead, 7:15 left in the third. 27 for Iowa Beach, 23 for USA. Of course, never too late for the Patriots to make a comeback here. Dylan Kader inside the paint, struggling there. Kicks it back out to Luke Woodkey. Pump fakes, goes inside the lane, off the glass, in for two. Count it, and one. Luke Woodkey with his first points of the night. Try and go for a three-point play. The foul goes against number 11, Cade Ryerson. That's his third, team's first. And now it is 29-23. Iowa Beach starting out on a 5-0 run to start this third quarter.
Beach, they're on the attack, Clark.
7:06 left here in the third. Trying to make this a 7-point lead with a made free throw from Luke Woodkey. And it is good. They lead by 7 points, 30-23. USA, Nash Morton, top of the key against Dylan Kadar. Dribbles to his right to Cade Ryerson out there with three fouls. To the high post to Walker Foley underneath Nash Morton at the left block on the baseline. Dribbling against Evan Smiglinski. That's kind of ironic. 6:45 left in the third. Walker Foley over to the right wing to Landon Zimmer against Dylan Kadar. And we have a whistle away from the ball. And this is going against USA. It's a timeout called by Mark Gainforth and the Patriots. 6:40 left in the third. Iowa Beach 30, USA 23 on the WLEW Sports Network.
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth wants you to save more this tax season. D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful Cambria countertops with 9 stunning new selections and 2 new collections to give you even more inspiration and design options. Save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop and get that kitchen or bathroom you have always dreamt about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets have provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Iowa Beach now to their largest lead by 7. 6.5 left in the third. USA is not scoring this half. Iowa Beach starting out on a 5-0 run. 6-0 run. Nash Morton to the left wing against Michael Anderson over to the right wing to Walker Foley. Dribbling at the right inside the lane. And it looks like we have a whistle. Count it and one. Walker Foley goes to the free throw line on the jump shot from the right elbow. Foul goes against number 21 for Iowa Beach. Dylan Kadar, that's his second, team's first. Walker Foley ignites the offense here for USA in the second half, now trailing by 5 points.
And notice it was on the inside where they only took 5 shots the first half.
Walker Foley trying to cut this down to 4, and they cannot. Rebound brought in by Parker Yon of the Pirates. Into the corner, Dylan Kadar with a 5-point lead over to the right wing to Michael Anderson. Couple dribbles down the baseline, skips back out to Kadar. Now inside of the post, back out to Anderson, right wing. Pops a 3, it is up, it is short. Rebound, Evan Smiglinski rips it down off the glass, can't get to fall. And rebound brought in by Cade Ryerson. That one he will remember. 30-25, Walker Foley over to Connor Gittle, opposite block, in for 2 points. Here come the Patriots, Lee has 10 points. And now it's a 4-0 run for the Patriots. 30-27. Michael Anderson, he's a whistle, and it's going to be a foul against Nash Morton. He can't believe it. His first and team second of the second half.
Usually he gets away with that kind of stuff.
30-27. Iowa Beach clinging on to now a 3-point lead. Michael Anderson into Luke Woodkey. Out there for the Pirates, starters, that'd be Woodkey, Anderson, Kadar, Parker Yon, and Evan Smiglinski. Luke Woodkey at the right wing to the right wing extended. That'd be Dylan Kadar. Back to Woodkey, top of the key, top of the circle. Back over to Dylan Kadar. Inside of the high post to Parker Yon. Turns back out to Luke Woodkey. Pops the 3. It is up. Short. Rebound, though, brought in by Parker Yon. Can't hang on to it. And they're going to say USA ball.
Usually that's the stuff that Evan Smiglinski will go ahead and clean up.
So Grant Smiglinski and Mason.